streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues, we have a great show for you tonight. We have Ms. Samira Murali, and she's an Austin-based writer and attorney who began her love affair with writing and advocacy at an early age. While developing a solo law practice in Houston, she led and participated in various pro bono legal services and programs, and even served as an executive director of an arts development organization. Her personal and professional experiences compelled to compile her poems into an empowering book called A Simple Rebirth, which contains 38 illustrated poems that present a survival narrative when read in sequence. She is touring to promote A Simple Rebirth and lecturing on topics related to women's empowerment and trauma survival. She is also reporting on various legal and social justice issues for the nonpartisan online news publication, Ignore the Lies, Fight to Restore Truth in Media. So we're going to hear more from her in just a few minutes, but before we bring her on, we do have some callers calling in tonight, and we will bring you all on here shortly. So when we do that, we'll call out the last four digits of your phone number, so just keep an ear open for that, and then we'll bring you on. But before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank everybody for always tuning in every Wednesday night with our radio show. Like we always do, we want to give a thanks to all our soldiers behind the prison walls who educate the young and old behind the prison walls. And me and my wife, we service 150 prisons across the country, federal and state. And like, give a shout out to my three brothers, Robbie and Christopher and Marvell. Two of my brothers doing life in the penitentiary, and Robbie will be home next year after serving 17 years. Just want to just thank everybody in the street that be educating and down with the movement. So without further ado, we'll bring our guests on, and she'll formally introduce herself.
Hello. There we go. Hello. All right. This is Samira Nualu.
Yes, you're on air.
Okay, would you like me to introduce myself?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
My name is Samira Nurali, and I am the author of A Simple Rebirth, a poetry collection. All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on tonight and sharing a little bit about your book and what you're doing and spreading a lot of different messages. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you're an attorney. You went to law school. But you're also a writer, and you have a love for the arts. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in all that.
Sure. Well, I became an artist, a performing artist, at a very young age. By age five, I was studying music and then began writing very early as well. And so I feel like that has been an important part of my life for a very long time. But I also have an immense interest and love for social justice. And so that's what prompted going to law school and becoming an attorney and eventually, you know, representing women in family law cases.
All right. Well, you know, I know that you did a lot of pro bono work and helping a lot of women in distress and trauma situations, and that's one of the things that your book is about, and you use it as a tool, I think, maybe you can correct me, but you use it as a tool in therapy sessions for women who have gone through different traumatic experiences and are surviving that. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I have done a therapy session with women, and I am looking to do more of that because it was extremely helpful to those women. I think that one thing that really gets across in a therapy session is the idea of a process. And that's because, you know, that's what women are going through in therapy. They're going through a process of improving their lives and improving their experience. And that process is really drawn from what I've experienced in my own life, as well as being a divorce lawyer. You know, it's all about a process. And so, yes, I do that in therapy sessions.
All right. And did you go through any traumatic experiences in your life that led you towards, you know, more of that situation?
Yes, I did. I am myself a trauma victim, a sexual assault victim. Actually, I'm not a victim anymore. I'm a survivor now. But that is something that really drove me, I think, into social justice even more and made me want to become a lawyer, made me want to, you know, really help people. So it did definitely push me in this direction, and it did definitely inspire the poetry in the book.
All right. Well, maybe we can hear a little more about that later on and some other experiences that I know you want to talk about tonight, so that we can try to get that message out and help a lot of women out here that are in those situations. Before we do that, I want to bring Yolanda on the air. Yolanda's been a friend of ours for a few years, and she actually introduced you to us. So, Yolanda, if you're there, we have you on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for welcoming me, and thanks for having Samira on. I thought when I read her book, and I was going through the poems, and I was like, wow, this is so, I feel so strong. I feel so empowering, even though, you know, some of the, when at first reading, it's like, it seems like it's dark, and it is intense. But I felt like this would be a perfect match for people who listen to your show. You always, and especially the people behind the walls that get your newsletter, that there's something to hope for. That's what I read when I read Samira's book, and I wanted to do whatever I could to help her get the word out and to help other people because, you know, it's nothing when you keep it to yourself because we all go through stuff at different degrees. And your show, you guys have stuck with your mission, and your mission is spreading. You've helped so many people. So I'm just happy to be a part of it, and anything I can do to help you guys spread the word about what you're doing and bring people more into your movement is really gratifying to me, and I'm just really appreciative of you for doing that.
Yeah, well, we thank you. And, you know, going through her book, Samira, it's kind of, some of it's just kind of hard. It's like, whoa. And then it's like, then I see through that hurting person to coming through to make, you know, a beautiful poem. And it's like she said, it was kind of hard or I guess just kind of like a person that's been hurt and trying to get over that hurt and mm-hmm. and becoming, you know, a stronger survivor. So, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I think that's really, you know, the idea that I wanted to bring through. This is a hurt person, you know, going through moments of life, some moments that are very beautiful, as you see in the Simple Rebirth chapter at the end, and then there's some very, very dark moments. But it's a matter of coding those moments in a way that not only makes the narrative very clear to the writer herself, you know, I did want the narrative to become clear to me. I needed to understand what I personally had gone through and what I had seen others go through. And that clarity of the narrative, I really wanted to be able to pass that clarity on to other people.
Yeah, it's really nice. And a couple of them, it was like, wait a minute, what is she talking about here? It seemed a little confusing, but I'm thinking that that's probably, you know, just like a young woman or somebody in a situation like that where they are confused and they're kind of thinking thoughts all over the place, and then they bring it together. It's very interesting. You guys, if you guys haven't got the book, A Simple Rebirth, go out and get it. Samira, tell them where they can get your book.
Amazon.com.
All right. That's easy. Amazon.com, A Simple Rebirth. You guys go get that book and, you know, read it and give it to somebody that needs it, somebody that's going through some problems. So, Yolanda, we're going to keep you on with us tonight. Hang in there and chat with us when you want to get in there. We do have a few other callers that we're going to bring on here shortly. Samira, before we bring anybody on, do you want to go on a little bit more with your story, or do you want to go ahead and take a few calls? I'm not sure how late they can be on.
Sure, we can go to the calls.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and go to... I think it's Love, if I could say the names right, Lovely. 7535.
Yes, this is Lovely.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
We have Samira here on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi. Well, I just wanted to join in and... talk about the book and the author. So I'm actually the book is like Samira talks about. It's like all about like, you know, empowering women, and you know, it just gives like a different perspective. So I mean, it looks like the author has like basically gone through some stuff to come up with such amazing thoughts, you know, and the poetry.
That's good. For sure.
Yeah. Are you there? Are you there still?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm here. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to me.
So I agree with you. The thought that she had to have to write the poetry that she did is amazing. Yeah, definitely somebody that's gone through something.
And I also wanted to bring up about, like, you know, you guys were talking about the whole, you know, all those things which are happening with women. You know, I'm basically from India, so I moved to America about 8 years back. And it's just, I wanted to talk about it, like, you know, kind of like show you the perspective of, you know, how things are there in India. If you know, I think it would be, because I think I've lived in both the places. I've lived in India, I've lived in America, and it's just, I feel like it's different in both the places. Over here, it's more like when I talk about it, it's...
Hello?
We're here.
Uh-oh. Her call was dropped for some reason.
Oh.
Hopefully she'll call back in here in a minute, and we'll bring her back on. We'll go ahead and go to another call, and then when she calls back in, we'll pick her back up. Let's go to 8574. Amin? Apologize if I don't say the name exactly. Amin,
you said my name exactly right. Kind of surprised because oftentimes people tend to mispronounce my name. But thank you for bringing me on the show. Samira is a dear friend of mine, and I was fortunate enough to be with her in somewhat of a editing process of writing this book. And I'll tell you one thing, that as Samira had gone through this journey pretty much all of her life and which has resulted into this book, I'm just fortunate that I was able to get a glimpse of it. And it would be wrong for me to say that if this whole process of her writing the book has not affected me. It has changed me in a lot of ways. This book is, of course, written from the woman's perspective and you know, what she as a writer has gone through and knowing from what she has been doing, it has affected a lot of women who have been dealing with trauma and abuse and a lot of issues in their lives. But even reading this book from a man's perspective, I think there's a lot that men can learn from it too. it does not, or one does not necessarily have to go through the sexual assault or something of an extreme nature to be able to understand the essence of this book. It could be something simple as a day-to-day hardship that all of us go through. And this book can give you the spark of hope. I want to particularly talk about this one poem that she writes. And if you allow me, I want to just read a few lines. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
The poem is called The Beginning. I can't say some of my favorite poems because there's a whole lot of poems here that I really like. But this one in particular says, "Yesterday you had settled into an abyss and slept with the enemy. Today you emerged pure, virginal, and naked from a briar patch. But you missed the point between your apocalyptic Indian summers and the sweet, subtle awakenings of primrose in spring. If you don't experience something drastic, dramatic, and proverbial, you run the risk of missing a lesson and falling further away from peace and perfection. You have effectively reduced great enlightenment to mere moments, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the departure, the arrival, the beginning, the end, the beginning. Just don't forget to listen." Just, I mean, this poem was just so uplifting to me, even though coming from the darker side of the book into sort of to the beginning. And it just gives you that hope that although you've gone through some drastic, don't think that that was gone in vain or that would affect you in a negative way. It actually is going to open you to experiences which would give you a whole new perception of what lies ahead. So Simran's book has helped me quite a bit, and I know she's doing a lot of good work with helping a lot of other people. So I want to congratulate Simran on air, and just happy to be part of this.
Thanks, Amin. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much. Did you have any last comments for Samira while you were on before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, I would love for Samira to talk a little bit about the opportunities, the doors that have opened up for her recently, and how she has seen this book help the group of women and organizations that she's been working with.
Yeah, I can definitely address that. So yeah, I've seen, okay, in the therapy group, for example, you know, I did get to see very firsthand reactions from people who, I think the best way to describe it, felt validated. I think that they wanted to hear it from someone else in a very raw way. And even though poetry is refined, and my work is edited, and it is not that, you know, pure in that sense, it's still, I think, very raw. And I've been hearing from you, Lucinda and Amin, you know, about how the poetry is dark and such. So I think that people need to hear that others have been in that dark place. And another way that I am personally trying to help now, and I think this is something that is actually a very recent realization to me, is that in the South Asian community, women do not speak out about this very much at all. And it's very damaging, not only to women themselves, but their families. And one thing that I'd like to show is that I'm speaking out about myself, about these issues, and I hope to see more South Asian women speaking out and seeking help.
And is it the culture that a lot of them don't speak out? Maybe you could explain
Absolutely.
A little bit more about that.
Definitely, yeah. I do think that, you know, the values of, you know, shame, honor, you know, even family privacy. These are the things that really limit South Asian women. And when I say South Asian, I'm going to directly mostly be talking about the Indo-Pakistani community, so Indians and Pakistanis in America. They have really brought over certain values from overseas that were very, you know, extremely high values. For example, virginity, chastity, purity of a woman generally, you know, not just in a sexual sense. So when we see, you know, domestic violence against them, we see sexual assault against them, they're automatically guarded by these notions of shame and privacy. And so I do think that this is very directly related to culture and perhaps even religion.
Right. And do you see that people change very much when they come to the state, or do they still kind of act the same about it?
Well, you know, having been a divorce lawyer and having, you know, represented many South Asian people and even consulted with many South Asian women, especially who had called me, you know, just to get an idea of where they were. So I provide pro bono legal services in that way. And I learned a lot. And one thing that I learned was that the South Asian community is highly, highly diverse. So we really can't sit and judge every single Indian or Pakistani woman based on one singular standard. So some do really change, and you know, some for the better, some for the worse, of course. We really can't judge that so strongly. But I do see a very strong conservative culture that has not only been brought over here into America, but that, you know, the children are starting to inherit. And I feel like I was seeing that while providing legal services. So even the children were beginning to get the sense of, you know, the fact that loyalty, shame, honor, these sorts of things are very, you know, to be guarded, chastity is guarded.
Right. Amin, does that answer your question? Or give a little insight to it?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It definitely does. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to go to our next caller. We're going to go to Nydia, last four digits, 0209. Nydia, you're on the air?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have both, actually.
Okay.
I've read Samira's book, and I thought it was really enlightening as well as really inspiring. I'm actually a rape survivor as well as Samira, so I could really relate to all of the stuff that she talked about in her book from the beginning, which was, you know, dark and painful and difficult, to the middle, which kind of lightened up a bit and let you see that, you know, there still is beauty in the world. And then to the end, which was really like, well, I mean, for lack of a better word, a rebirth of a person, of her soul. And so just on that note, I wanted to say that it's really amazing that the book was able to touch on so many pertinent aspects of this process that women go through, especially given that in this country, and unfortunately in the world, rape is a really prevalent problem. And, you know, some governments are working on it and some just apparently don't really care to. But in any case, I really thought that was very, very awesome the way she was able to touch on that. But actually, Samira is a really dear friend of mine. And I have many favorites in her book, so I can't really... I don't want to elaborate too much on which ones I thought were the best, but I did have a question on one of them, and it's in part one of the book, and it's called Hope Works in the Catacombs. And I was wondering, Samira, you know, you and I have discussed your book a lot, but I've never actually asked you the significance of this poem, and I was wondering if you could elaborate a bit on that.
Sure. Lucinda, did you want me to read this through first?
Yeah, you can do that. That would be great.
Okay, sure. Okay, so this is called Hope Works in the Catacombs. It's in Chapter 1, In the Darkness. The existence of hope, or just a moment of false reprieve? Look around quickly. The witches must have washed my brain clean of reality sometime during my dreams. Pain has never abandoned me before. But now, it is no longer there to alert me. I have to find a way out of this on my own. As I writhe over the hard springs of my bed, the wizards circle around me and begin a purportedly pious incantation. The convulsions are normal, they say. Hope is their robotic mantra, and it swells through space as though it were meant to transcend its vain repetition and become truth. Hope, at this moment, is whispering promises to me in spring speak, softly and constantly. The deed is done. I've been raped by hope, and am now pregnant with the child of hope. The warm spell drones on, and yet I try and try to dive into the faithless black and blue ocean where I feel the comfortable, cold, and reliable chill of pain. So, yeah, this is one of the darkest works in the entire book. And it's interesting that I think that maybe what raised the question for you, Nydia, is the fact that this is actually a poem about hope, and yet it's so dark. So I guess the reason it's that dark is because one of my personal experiences and what I've seen in others that suffer from depression after this kind of trauma is I feel like they have a hard time adjusting to actually having hope. And I can't say that, you know, as a therapist or anything like that, but I feel that I've seen that people have struggles with this transition. They've almost gotten used to being depressed, and hope actually starts to scare them. It signals progress, it signals change, but perhaps the person isn't ready for that change yet. So that's why we have hope, literally as the antagonist in this poem, you know, being the rapist. You know, the hope is the rapist. And now there's the child of hope. But even though this person is trying to dive back into pain where they are used to it, where they're comfortable, the child of hope has already been planted. The seed of hope has already been planted. So as dark as this poem is, it's actually about where hope actually begins, and it's in the darkest moment.
Wow, that's really beautiful, actually, because that's exactly right. When you go through something as traumatic as this, hope starts to feel very foreign. And so when it actually does begin, because it does begin to come back to you, it feels unusual and almost scary. You're almost so scared to hope again because of what you've been through. And yet, you know, you're so comfortable with pain. And I really appreciate that poem, because I felt the same way. I thought it was really unusual that something, that a poem so dark, and I mean, it's a very touching poem, but it's also very dark, and there's a lot of pain here in these words. And yet at the same time, this four-letter word hope keeps appearing, and you're just like, what's going on? So I appreciate you explaining that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad you asked.
Very good, yeah. You know, I was just thinking about it as you were talking, too, and, you know, I think a lot of people that are in those situations, and, you know, they have so much shame and so much guilt and so much, you know, low self-esteem that they're afraid to hope because they're afraid that that's just going to get taken from them again. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. Hope is almost something dangerous at a certain point. And it takes a lot of processing, a lot of working through to accept hope and to accept, you know, changes for the better.
That's right. Yolanda, are you with us? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was listening to that, and I actually read that when I read that poem. I said, you know, that must be a hard place to be in, that you get so comfortable with pain and you know, there's hope hovering over you, but then you get afraid to change sometimes because you're afraid once I get out and I'm hoping again that I make it, I make it pulled down again, and I don't know if I can get back up. But life is like that in a way. It's like taking a chance. You know, when I met you guys, when I first started coming to your show, I think my dad had just passed, and my best friend, like, less than a month of each other. And I was thinking, you know, I'm getting to feeling good again, but there's something else going to happen. You know, you almost want to hold on to the pain and be ready. You know, so I don't want to get too happy because, you know, something else is going to happen. But I totally see that, and that's what I sort of pick step. I said, hope is hovering over you, but you're kind of afraid to reach up and grab it because, you know, you got so comfortable in the dark place and, you know, might as well just stay here. Somebody, you know, something else is going to happen. But I think that speaks to a lot of things about, you know, just living it and depends on your situation. It could be that dark. It just, you know, it just depends on where you are in your own growth and your own traumas, if you will. And some may not be that extreme, but when you're going through them, you know, they seem pretty extreme, you know.
Exactly, and everybody's different. So what may not seem so bad to me maybe seem extremely bad to you. You know,
right.
It's just a different thought process.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been listening to everything, and I just think, you know, the story is real powerful and compelling, and everybody that's listening could definitely take some home out of that. And there's so many people going through that's very silent that can open up by hearing this compelling story. So I just want to thank our guests for coming here and sharing that, and thanking Ms. Yolanda for bringing her to the table and getting her message out across the globe.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, you know, we had lost Mrs. Lovely, and she tried to call in again, and then it got disconnected, so I'm not sure what the problem is. But if she comes back on in a little bit, we'll bring her back on. What I want to do real quick is play a song, and then we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Thank you, Nadia.
Okay.
And hang on tight here for just a minute.
Thanks.
Just never give up.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper, but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. It's like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits.
2013. It's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Our goal is to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence, drugs, abuse, and that there are many alternatives to street life. This day is to network, helping others against the abuse. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement helps and educate all year round. We will be collecting clothes, jackets, blankets, underwear, socks, backpack, and hygiene products for the domestic violence shelters. Please let us know if we have to pick up, or you can send your donations to P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. That's P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. The Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. This September the 14th, 2013. The walk starts 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting at the top level boxing gym. It's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day, September the 14th, 2013. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Youth Block, the top level boxing gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, the Black Information Highway, and JCS 2364.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're here tonight with our great guest, and she's talking about a great, powerful book that she has out. And once again, I want you to let the viewers know where they can go get that great book at.
Amazon.com.
All right, that sounds like a winner. And what advice would you have for any young lady or any young man that's going through that type of trauma that you experienced?
Well, there's multiple things that, you know, a person needs to do, and they need to handle their physical and emotional needs if they have gone through any kind of trauma, and they need to get help in order to handle those needs. Another thing that I would recommend in order to handle especially the emotional needs is to express. Express what they've been through either art or through speaking out and to see progress in that.
Do you feel that art and drawing helps in adults as much as it does in young kids that can't really explain what happened to them in those situations?
Yes. Yes, I definitely do. I feel that, you know, I had an illustrator for my book. He's a wonderful illustrator named Zahid Devji. He's the one who did the charcoal drawings for this book, and Sharmeen Ali Merchant did the cover art for this book. And I handled, of course, the poetry. So there were three different people involved in the making of this, but I definitely feel that coding emotions in the form of artwork of any kind, whether it's writing or drawing or painting, is very essential, not only in a therapeutic way for the person who is creating, but also for the person who is interpreting and decoding what has been coded in the artwork. So the trauma survivor who is, you know, reading the work or looking at the work and decoding, it's equally important for them. So I think it's very important.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about trauma survival and how you came up with that term.
Sure. So I think that I started using the term survival more for myself and for people that I was encountering that had dealt with trauma in their past, because I didn't like the term victim, because I think that you know, a person overcomes being a victim at a certain point in their process. And so I usually refer to it as trauma survival. It's a person who survived. And I think I've used the word process so many times because that is a part of all of this that is so important to me. And you'll see that in the book as well. It's told in a very specific sequence. There's a narrative, a beginning, middle, and an end. And so the process itself is just as important as the content of each individual poem or each individual moment that we experience.
Very interesting. I like that saying, better than victim. Trauma survival or trauma survivor. There's so many different kinds of traumas.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many different kinds of traumas, so I rarely... Oh, I apologize.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I generally don't, you know, directly say sexual assault survival or that this book is directly aimed at that kind of trauma for multiple reasons, because I think that as much as we want to separate different kinds of trauma based on severity or our notion of severity, everyone, it seems like, has experienced some sort of trauma in their lives. And so that's kind of one of the reasons I use that term also.
Can you, let me see how I want to ask it. In your dealings with divorce and divorce, how have you seen marriage, the reasons for the divorce, did any of it have to do with sexual abuse or, I mean, domestic violence incorporates a lot of different things. Not only, you know, sexual or physical, but a lot of other abuses. But what have you seen in your practice?
I've definitely seen domestic violence of a non-sexual nature and of a sexual nature. They are both quite horrendous. I'm reluctant to say that one is so severely worse than the other because I've seen varying levels of severity of both in my practice, which obviously was traumatic to the person who experienced it, but also traumatic to me. I felt that I had experienced it with some of the people that I was helping.
Wow. Yeah, that's got to be tough. I mean, there's so many different kinds of abuses, and there's so many different kinds of reasons that, you know, that people get divorced. How the cases that you've seen, and maybe not just for, were you only a divorce attorney?
I handled various types of family law issues. So I also had child support enforcement. I also dealt with child custody independent of divorce. They were certainly not happy cases, but in the sense that no one wants to deal with those problems with their children or their exes. But I think that the divorce cases were perhaps the most, you know, that they really impressed upon me the nature of the kind of violence that is out there. You know, I did have some very, very pleasant divorces, believe it or not. I did have some good ones, you know, where people agreed and there was no violence involved. But there were some very serious divorce cases, too.
Definitely. Have you been able to work with rape and child sexual assault victims or survivors and using your book, and how has it helped them if you did?
I'm sorry, I think I misunderstood the question. Would you mind repeating that?
If you've worked with any rape or child sexual abuse survivors that have actually been able to read your book and get through that, have you been able to work with anyone like that?
Yes. So I did, through the therapy group that I had mentioned earlier, there were some that had experienced, you know, various kinds of trauma other than what we were discussing in that therapy group, which was generally focused on infidelity and things like that. But there were apparently some people who had been victims of other kinds of trauma in the past. So I did get a chance to talk to them there. And I'm really hoping to take the book forward and talk to more people about this.
All right. And did you want to dig in a little bit further about the South Asian community and the violence that you were talking about earlier?
Sure, yeah. You know, I recently, you know, became acquainted with DiaHouston.org. I think Dia Houston actually is the name of the organization, and they serve South Asian families in the Houston area. And I was really shocked to find out what South Asian victims face that is unique from what, you know, other women in the United States are facing. So, you know, they were talking about on their website how globally 1 out of 3 women are beaten or sexually abused during their lifetime. And there's a slew of other statistics. And then, you know, they talk about how 1 out of every 6 South Asian women residing in the United States appears to be at particularly high risk for intimate partner violence. And 40% have reported intimate partner violence in their current relationship. And I thought that that was absolutely horrific to read. And while, you know, there are some great things going on with the South Asian community in terms of services that are being provided, nonprofit organizations that are directly focused on South Asian, the South Asian community, I think that we really need to do better. You know, we really need to move up and to not have statistics like these, statistics that really would look like outliers and that are not outliers. This is what's being reported regularly. And so I think that's what I'd like to see in this community.
Right. Okay. We do have another caller. Let's go ahead and take this call real quick and see if they have a question or comment. We're going to go to a caller with the last 4 digits, 9268. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
We're awesome. How are you?
It's always a beautiful evening when you're tuning in with the Famous Boys family, you know what I mean? Because y'all do it real from the heart to everybody's heart. And this is your man T-Rob with G-Sign. We just wanted to call in and tell y'all we listening and we support y'all, and it ain't always got to be about us.
That's right. Thank you for calling in.
What's up, T-Rob?
Hey,
I'm right here.
Boy.
What's good? What's good, man?
What's up,
man?
Hey, boy, I'm going to tell you, man, you got a Kendrick spirit, man, and your wife compliments you well, brother. And me and G, we talk about y'all all the time, man, and we think y'all, we see great things in y'all future, man. Humongous great things.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. We just following God's lead, bro, you know what I mean? And when you do that, and like you said, when it ain't about you and it's about him, then everything fall into play, man. So we just appreciate the love and support, man, that the Cali team brings us, you know?
You already know it, man. We all good, man. G-Sign got on the phone. He keeping his spirits up.
We working some moves right now, and some real nice things is about to come this 2014. So, you know, I'm going to fill y'all in, boy, and hopefully y'all can get in. So it'll all be a wonderful thing. But to go back and respect the topic of the young lady who was just speaking, I definitely agree with what she's talking about, and I fully support, you know, anybody who fights against, you know, violence, domestic violence, or any type of abuse, because it's not just a man thing. It's not just men abusing. It's happening in both sexes. You know, women are abusing men. Men are abusing women. So everybody has to get involved and basically support this cause and make it be a known issue that men and women alike are out here going through a lot of terrible things. And the reason I say this, boy, is because I was a man who was basically abused in a relationship. So I know.
My man, we appreciate that, man. You know, and I guess definitely appreciate that. And we once again appreciate Miss Yolanda for bringing her to the forefront. And we're going to keep taking this thing global because, like you said, it happens on all rims of the forefront, you know, men and women and kids, the whole nine yards. And if we don't stand up and fight and be a voice, who will, you know? So we have to be soldiers on the battlefield for this cause.
That's right. That's right. Miss Yolanda, you're doing a wonderful thing. Keep up the work. And, you know, again, it's all about people just not listening. And you do, I mean, if you just help or start with one person, just even if it's you got to, you know, give some advice to that person or, you know, be a listening ear, you doing something towards the cause, you know. That you may spark this person to go out and spark other people. So it's all about planting that seed because you don't know how wild it's going to grow.
Right, my man. That's all real, man, you know. So we appreciate that, T-Rob, man. And we're going to tell G, we're going to get the tape out to him because our people wrote that article about him and put that in, you know, the global paper for him. So we're making people aware of that. So I'm going to get that mailed out to him this week so he can get that, you know?
Yeah. Boy, I think he might be on the line right now. G.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, boy? What's up, Miss Boy? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, G, man? We just sitting there chilling, man, you know, bringing great stories and great messages to the forefront. And, yeah, that article came out for you, man, and we're going to get that out to you. You know, I'll get the paper out to you, and we appreciate you calling in and supporting Miss Samara.
Oh, yeah, we definitely supporting it. You know, like T-Rob was saying, you know, the abuse thing is something that needs to be vocally talked about and brought to the forefront, and we definitely here to support it, man, and support you and your show and your wife and everything. And I appreciate everything y'all have done, man, you know. Y'all on the front line for real, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all good, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. Would you like to ask Ms. Samara a question while you're on the line?
Yeah, I would just like to say, like when they do like certain aspects of like getting the word out there about, do they set up programs or is there, like everything already set up or what are they?
Are you referring to nonprofit counseling programs or help for victims?
Yes, a nonprofit. Right.
Well, you know, it looks like, you know, it seems like a lot of these nonprofit programs are using a lot of social media these days. They're really trying to get the word out through online resources. And so I think that is fantastic because most people are online, you know. They also have multiple events. I know that there were a couple of places in Austin that were hosting events where people could drop off used clothing and things like that for women who had to be taken out of their homes and placed elsewhere. So it looks like that is the way that they are trying to reach out to people.
Okay. Because I was thinking about maybe like some a PSA or something, you know, you can probably put, you know, on the networks or on, you know, different networks or shows or something like that. It'd probably be a good idea to bring awareness to to your nonprofit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that I think that, you know, a lot of these nonprofits that are, at least in Texas, the ones that I know about, I think that their reach is growing. It's not necessarily where it needs to be yet. But, you know, I'm not in the nonprofits. I do some work on the outsides of these things to provide whatever support I can, you know, to certain groups. But it looks like the reach is slowly growing, and I'm really hoping that there will be more nonprofits springing up to provide not only the awareness and exposure and the validation, but, you know, the actual counseling services, you know?
Beautiful. All right. There's a support group there. That's what's most important. Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
That sounds like a winner right there. You know, Miss Samara is definitely on her job, and she's definitely taking care of business. And I just want to take one little second out, and I want to just wish my own self a happy 50th birthday today, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's after midnight.
Hey, boy, so as of midnight, is your birthday?
Yeah, I'm 50 years old today, man. God is good, baby, you know?
Hey, boy, don't turn 50 years young, G.
He's
happy birthday.
Tomorrow, but he's going by East Coast time, so East Coast time, happy birthday, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's all
even
right.
Even though I live in Arizona, I still roll on the East Coast time where I'm raised and born and bred. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. But you really need to party. Every time it turns midnight somewhere, it should be your day because it really
that's
is.
That's all I'm saying, G. For real. So we definitely having a great time with Miss Samara tonight, man. And she's definitely like I say, bringing everything to the forefront with the great book, A Simple Rebirth. And you can go get that book at Amazon.com. And, you know, do you have any information, Ms. Samara, if someone wanted to get in touch with you for a law problem or something like that? Do you have a website or something for that?
Well, you know, I do use my Facebook page. That's my primary way of getting in touch with my readers. So people can reach me on Facebook.com, and you just type in my name, and that's Samara R. Nurali, and that's spelled S-A-M as in Mary, I-R-A, R, N as in Nancy, O-O-R-A-L-I.
All right, then. So if you got a legal problem and you would like to get with Ms. Samara, she's more than willing to help you and guide you in that way as well. But we also are asking everyone who's listening to the show tonight, we're urging you to log online while you're listening or when you get off and cop that new great book, you know what I mean, A Simple Rebirth. You know, a lot of great information in that book and a lot of great things that can help you as well, you know. So anything else you would like to say, Ms. Samara?
Well, I guess I would want to say that people need to, like I said before, take care of their physical and emotional needs if they've survived the trauma. And also they need to, you know, go on a journey of perhaps helping others as well, because they have unique access into certain thoughts and emotions that others may not have, and others may need validation. And so I really think that one part of healing is helping others, and I hope that people are taking care of themselves and others.
All right.
That's right.
Beautiful.
You know, and the other thing, too, is just, you know, people heal by talking about it, and if you can talk to the right people, you know, about whatever problem you've been through, you know, that's a good healing process, too. Yolanda,
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you have any last words or shout outs?
Yeah, I just want to thank you all again for having Samara on, and I knew it was a good fit for your show and what you're trying to do and to bring attention to your movement. You know, you're spreading all over the country. I don't know if there's a state that you're not in where you haven't reached someone, because of all the people that I've met through you all through the show, and they live from the East Coast to West Coast, South and North. And I just like to keep supporting you guys in any way I can, or anyone that's trying to help someone, because, you know, like Samara did, in creating this work of art to help ourselves. See, when we heal ourselves, we're help healing our world. So you can't give away what you don't have. So you have it has to be in you first in order for you to reach out. It's not out and then in. So if we can all work on whatever it is with us, whatever our traumas are, that's how we're better equipped to come together and help each other. So I'm just grateful you all are still doing it.
That's right. You know, like she said too, you know, be a trauma survivor, not a victim.
Right.
A survivor, period. You know.
Exactly.
And no matter what you're going through, you know, if you're you know, you've been raped, you've been, you know, sexually abused, you've been beaten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to somebody. Don't keep it in, because the more you keep it in, the harder it's going to be. And, you know, you just got to, you have to reach out. You know, domestic violence is hard. We talk with
mm-hmm.
a lot of women going through domestic violence, and it's, you know, very hard for them to get out of, very hard, but it's doable. And if you know how to do it and the different, you know, places you can go for help, you know, there is help out there. And we encourage you to get out of that situation. Don't let anybody beat you down, push you down, knock you down, you know, rape you, abuse you, you know, stand up. And there's a lot of people here to support you. And, you know, just get the right help, get the right information, you know, to get that help. Samira, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that, I think you said exactly, you know, what needed to be said. I mean, that's what people need to do. They need to stand up for themselves. You know, I kind of sometimes word it, I don't even know if this is the correct way to word it, but I call it, you know, pre-empowerment and post-empowerment. If anything has happened, has not happened to you, you should be aware of what your rights are, of who you are, and, you know, and how strong you are as a person. And if something has happened to you, you need to re-empower yourself afterward. And so I think that people really need to focus on being strong, and just like you said, you know, don't let anybody beat you down, whether something has already happened to you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're good at beating ourselves down. We're the best
mm-hmm.
ones. We tell ourselves, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. But, you know, we need to turn it around and say, I can do this. I am good at what I do. I am great. I can do that, you know, and we need to turn it around, because whatever we tell ourselves, you know, it's going to come true. So you have to talk positive to yourself.
Definitely. I absolutely agree with that. You know, and that's kind of what the book really is about at the end of the day. You know, there's so many external messages that come into our minds that really bring us down, but I think that's really what A Simple Rebirth is about, and that's, you know, that really starts to come up in the final chapters of my book, where people learn to accept their present moment, accept who they are, and give themselves the messages that they need to hear. And so, you know, I couldn't agree more.
All right. Any last shout-outs, Samira?
I think that I have I've covered it.
All right.
All right, Ms. Samira, we appreciate you coming on the show, and this next hour coming up, you know, I'm gonna ride this out for my 50th birthday with my homeboy T. Rob and GI, and anybody else want to stay on the line, you know, we're gonna do our thing for Big Boy 50th birthday tonight, you know. So you there, my boy, T.I., T-Rob, D.I.?
Yes, sir.
You there, homeboy? Yeah, we're going to ride
yes.
this out, man, for the next hour, you know? And we're going to thank Mr. Mel for coming on the show tonight. And we just want to say peace and love to her and Miss Yolanda and to their whole team.
Hey, y'all have a
thank you so much.
A wonderful evening, ladies, and y'all really do sound like future leaders of this country, because, I mean, you're making sense like Obama over here. I mean, I'm
well, thank you so much.
Even Mrs. Boyd jumping in there, and I'm like, these women are connecting right now. I mean,
Right. Believe me, I'm very touched by what Ms. Yolanda Words that she expressed, as well as Ms. Boyd and the other young lady that I heard. I mean, some real, you know, I mean, sense-making information that you guys were explaining here. So I give you all the best, and I hope God continue to bless you with the wisdom to be able to connect with people like you did with myself. And I think that, you know, a change is going to be made if you guys keep doing what you're doing, and this show here continues to stay on, because as long as you guys keep this going, boy, it's going to grow, man. Trust me, it's going to surprise y'all one day. I mean, it's going to blow all the way out of the water, because everybody who tunes into this show walks away calling me in the next 5 minutes and say, man, I really like that show. I mean, you just feel good listening in. I mean, several guys that has called me and complimented y'all. So big ups to the whole movement, and I support you ladies about your movement, and I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We do have one more caller that just called in. We're going to bring them on and see if they have a comment or question. The last four digits of your number, 1188. Caller, you're on the air. Last four digits, 1188. Caller, you're on the air. All right. I guess they're just listening in. All right. Well, thank you, Samira, and thank you, Yolanda, and you guys are welcome to call back on the show any Wednesday night and be our guest and call in with questions and comments and keep up with what we're doing. And everybody can go to our – go ahead. Yolanda, were you saying something?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the line.
Oh, no, I heard somebody. I didn't know who it was.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for having Samira on. And I thought, you know, I'm glad it worked out to be a good connection for you all and to help to spread the word not about what's affecting our world, because I hear more and more. And I was just really surprised at the stat, just as Samira was, about the, you know, in the Southeast Asian communities. And I'm happy to hear that people are beginning to speak out against it. You say, you know, it has to stop. Enough is enough. I'm not anybody's victim, and no one has to be anybody's victim, regardless of the situation. So I just want to say thank you again, and thanks, Samira, for doing that work. And we'll stay in touch, and however I can help you all, keep doing it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Yolanda.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
And happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Ms. Yolanda.
All right. So we're going to kick off the second part of the show here with for Rob's birthday, and we're going to start it off with the party song. So everybody hang on.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about. Come on. Don't think shit, stink pink
gators.
My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, lose who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take
recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With
you,
my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. Put O's in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with a booty, boy, the coochie. Now, who's the real dookie? Meaning, who break right, push the stick, call the max. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast, we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so bad. Baby, baby, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so bad.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Name brand, nigga with flows, girl, stay heat. Sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a pick. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave their ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so bad. Baby, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so bad. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so bad.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets and Love You Back radio show worldwide. We're kicking it live with Rob Boyd and Lucinda right now. We celebrate my 50th birthday on the show. We thank Miss Yolanda still vibing with us. We got T-Rob vibing with us, and we got my man G.I. vibing with us, you know. And we're going to go right here right now, and we're going to play another little song right now.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Go, 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 I'm in it, go, go, go. When they see me, they be like, they finna go, 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 I'm in it, go, go.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
All them problems that it come with, it's more.
mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bag when you out them all. Then it's back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardi frame with the diamond chips. Just bought a new whip, can't paint it double dip. Every day is a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle.
My eyes, 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Xiaomi's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Kicking it live on his 50th birthday right here on the Streets and Love You Back.
Happy
Radio
birthday.
Yeah, we kicking it live with my man T-Rob, G.I., and my homegirl Yolanda down there in Texas. What's good, everybody?
Hey.
Global.
Big plan for your birthday?
So what's the deal for the birthday, man? How you plan on kicking this last hour out? Because, I mean, everybody on the horns and the computers, but I'm like curious to see how you gonna pull this one off, because this could be a big one if you do it right. So let's see.
I'm finna ride all the way through. You know what I mean? What would you like to say, Miss Yolanda? I want to thank you for riding this hour with me too for my birthday.
Oh, I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. And since I had already had my evening coffee, I'm up. So I'm usually up anyway. So I said I might as well just stay on and see what they're talking about and see what else is going on.
We're loving that, Miss Yolanda. Miss Yolanda, T-Rob, the Giant, the Silent Giant, and my man G.I., they riding with me for my 50th birthday. So we're going to go back to another hot track and a few commercials.
Yeah.
So we ask everybody to just hold on, and we'll be right back with everybody, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Learn your lessons the hard way, but unless you learn, you take heat.
careful what you wish for. Once you walk through the door, you hope that's what you stuck with. Better make you happy or sad. It's up to you to make it good or bad. You hear me?
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Yolanda in Texas, my homeboy T-Rob, the Quiet Giant in Cali, and my man G.I. and Cali, they riding with us tonight all the way. All right, here go another track. You feel me? We riding it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B.O.Y.D. and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to the clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rex is knocking you out like Rover Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you better not run up? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, girl, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad don't come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you back stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you. Do dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict all the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as blue with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong, G. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga role. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me in this game, player? I told you don't never tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real, man. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right back here kicking it with Rob Boyd and Lucinda Boyd. I'm kicking it live on my 5th year birthday. We breaking it in. That track right there is a classic track off my label, Boy Records. I dropped that track right there in 1998. I produced that track. Me and my homeboy Struggle, I'm doing all the singing. My boy Struggle doing the rapping. And we got more and more classic hits off the Boy Records catalog from back in the day, you know. So we're going to keep it bouncing. We're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to bounce right back with a lot of hot tracks. Be right back.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. The hottest. Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
See, it's a fair warning. We ain't never told you life was gonna be this hard. Life is what you make, you can take it as it is. See, the only thing promised to us is death.
Yeah,
so until that day,
here,
y'all niggas just gotta live y'all life. Blunny and T, Inglewood Monster, DJ Goon, by the way.
Stay above water.
We in this motherfucker turned up.
Can't let them drown y'all here, man.
Big fish, small pond. Inglewood Monster, let the niggas know what time it is.
Hold up. Smoking weed under city lights. Young killers, a murker nigga for city stripes. What's the purpose in pressing the big homies? You do the 25 years all by your lonely. I guess you never know where that diploma would've got you. Maybe scholarships to an Ivy League college. Could've been first class on a full ride, but you set up for a trial date on a homicide. Seems like the hood has always been a hot topic, but if you really from the hood, you trying to get a body. We ducking feds and you busters ducking paparazzi. Surrounded by hoes, dope fiends, and alcoholics. It's infested. I'm swimming in a cesspool. Just another street confession, learning a lesson or two. And these days, everybody wanna be a G, but only real G's knowing shit up in these city streets. Except a death sentence or a life sentence. So much pain, you bury your whole life in it. I spill blood and tears up on the paper and reflect over the years as I'm riding in my scraper. She could have been another America's top model, but she decided to swallow it in a vodka bottle. He could have been the next athlete to take flight, but he shot it in needles and smoked it out of crack pipe. It's a dirty game, so I stay super clean. Boy, it's a cold world, it'll make you spit clean. They say it's dark as hell, and they say hell hot. And they got souls for sale, I guess they selling out. The temptation is so compelling, they rebelling out. Not concerned about the future, just about the here and now. Streets is detrimental, it'll cripple any dream. My young-minded mental would've went for anything. Easily influenced, just like them these days. I used to walk blind, but now I see straight. I wish I never had to walk a road the streets paved. I got to see it all, and y'all got to eat safe. I'm on my knees thanking God just to see the morning. Just consider this verse to be a fair warning. Fair warning.
Have a dream, show some love, then take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say, it reminded her of bebop, but dancing.
listen to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this, she listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs, let's unwind, slow it down two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had. Slow. I put on some Pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Memory lane, yeah. Thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind, and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Yo, 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 I'm ready, go, go, go. When they see me, they be like, they finna go, go, go. I'm ready, go, go.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. one. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back Apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Right, we live with my man T.I. and my man G.I. and T.Rob. What's happening, man? What you feeling about vibing with this 50th birthday tonight? You there, T.Rob? You there, G.I.? All right, we're going to Miss Yolanda. How you feeling, Miss Yolanda, riding tonight?
I'm feeling great. I'm just enjoying the music. And I was going to ask you earlier, were you still doing music? Because I think when I first signed up and I think I got a book or something, I got that soundtrack, Streets Don't Love You Back. And I was like, man, Rob is talented. It's really good. I like. Then you played that song I like. That one. That's really good. And it was another one they used to play. And I think it was the first soundtrack you had to The Streets Don't Love You Back. And,
yes, ma'am.
That one was really good too. And I was going to ask you, were you still doing music?
Oh yeah, we still got to bring that to the forefront. You know, like I tell the missus, you know, people know us for playing music on our show. You know, we do great interviews, but people like the music that we play on the show and the commercials as well. So, you know, once again, I'm thanking God for allowing me to be here 50 years when a lot of people counted me out as a young guy. You know, I can remember when I was 12 years old, the judge told my mother I wouldn't live to see 18 years old.
Wow.
It's a blessing by itself, you know?
Right. Right, and that journey you took and just all the people you knew, like when I read your book, I mean, just reading about the people you knew and were associated with, that scared me, and, you know, in itself. I'm like, oh, my goodness, and most of them have gone, you know, left here very violently, and you had just, you know, and that's just so, you know, a hero's journey starts, you know, in a dark place sometimes. You know, a person doesn't become a hero from just, I'm just good and I'm always good. That doesn't even exist. I mean, you have to pull yourself up out of a dark attitude or whatever it is and say, you know, this is my life. I'm taking control and I'm going to change however it suits me and I have to do it my way. So it's not always, there's not a grid for it. You know, you just have to reach down yourself and do it. And I really admire that about you reading your book and then how you continue to do it after, you know, even being free for so many years, you stay focused, you know, on your mission.
Right. Well, you know, my mission didn't get, you know, I was always a guy trying to, you know, be successful and invest in a lot of different things in my life and always was my own man. But like I tell people when people talk to me, you know, my life really didn't really start until I really met my wife, you know, and that's when I really got involved with a lot of different things, you know. She wasn't even doing the things that we do, you know. This is something that we both got together, and it just started, you know, going from one thing to another, you know. So basically, you know, I was missing out of my life, you know, a woman who had the same vision or not even the same vision, just somebody that wanted something out of life, you know, and she wanted something out of life, and we locked down together, and it branched out into a lot of different areas, you know. And that's what I thank God for, because the older I was getting, I just didn't want to be a man out here by myself, you know what I mean? When you're young, you're running wild. You don't really care, you know what I'm saying? But when you get a certain age, you don't want to be alone, and you don't, you know, you really want somebody with you that got the same kind of vision you got, you know? You don't have to want to be a lawyer like I want to be a lawyer, or a doctor like I want to be a doctor, but the same vision of accomplishing something, you know, at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
So that's what she was about, you know? We've been working from the day we met, you know, and it ain't stopped, you know? We've been working from the day I met her. And I'm going to let her say something. She's been bouncing around, and she's a hard-working lady in showbox. She's the hardest lady in show business I know. You feel me? Yeah, because she will get the job, dude. You can believe that.
Yeah,
you know?
She's
one thing I admired about my missus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I admired that about her. Once we got to working, it was no stopping. I mean, we've been at this from the day we met, and it ain't stopped, you know? Yeah,
right.
So I'm going to bring her on, Miss Yolanda, and you and I can vibe for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's been a long road, but it's just beginning. You know, we got a lot to do.
Yeah, and you're so committed and focused to it, and that's what I admire about you. I mean, you all stuck to your mission. This is what we're doing. We're on every week, and if we're not going to be on this week, we'll be on this week. You know, we're going to bring somebody on, and whoever comes on, hopefully we could reach somebody. And I, you know, even the, you know, like for a while when I wasn't coming on, I was still trying to keeping up with the guests and going to the pages and looking at the guests you were having on and just the background. And I just admire your commitment to do that, because a lot of people would have given up, you know, gone on to something else, you know, or sometimes when you get in a particular place, people tend to forget. Like, it's not about you. If you're serving people, it's about whatever service you have. And you all have stuck to that mission and reaching so many people, especially people that may feel hopeless, you know, being incarcerated or in living situations. They may be free and in bad situations, but can tune in to the show and hear someone come on that say, hey, I've been where you've been, or I've been in a dark place, and you can get out of it, you know. And so I'm just happy to still hear you guys still doing it. And so you're still nursing, I assume.
I'm still nursing full time. I have a full time job and a part time job, and I do what we all do. I'm in the middle of editing a book right now too for Snoop Dogg's mother. So her book will be coming out hopefully before the end of the year is over. I've been working pretty hard to try to get it done, but she has some more stuff she wants to add to it. So editing her book, and that's Miss Beverly Rhoda Screen, and her book is called Real Love, and that will be. And then I am going to be editing also Don Buchanan's book and her story. So, I'm real busy. And, I don't either sometimes. Sometimes I come home and it's like, you know what? I am burned out. I'm tired. But then you get excited about something else, you know, and you just, you get busy, you know.
Absolutely.
But the key to success in anything is the perseverance and the hanging in there, the continuing. Because if you don't, you know, you give up right before that goal is about to be met and you don't even know it. So the key is don't give up, you know, keep on going, keep fighting for what you believe. And you know, the passion that we have to try to educate people and just to be an instrument in helping people realize that they can overcome these things and that they're not the only ones going through it. You know, there's a lot of people that have been there and a lot of people that can share their stories and give advice and, you know, if anything, you know, just a platform for people to come on and share. And it's worldwide, so you can share it with anybody. You know, that's the cool thing about it. So, you know, we're having fun. It is a lot of work sometimes, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know. And Rob's here sharing his 50th birthday for a reason. And, you know, God has him here for a purpose, and that purpose is to share his story and his testimony and to, you know, keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, put us together as a team and a partnership and he's using us and we're working. So we just have to continue that as long as we can, as much as we can, you know.
Right, and you all working together, and I like the way you all work together. It reminds me of my mom and my stepdad, the way they work together whenever, you know, we have a dinner or something over there. They always come. They're great compliments to each other because she was, you know, divorced. Oh gosh, I don't know how many years from my dad. I mean, since like 1978, and she didn't get remarried to maybe, 2000 or whenever they got married. So she'd been single 25 years, and you know, and they just kind of clicked and clacked, and that's the way they do things. Everything they do, they're a team. You know, he does music, but mainly with churches, and he subs for some bands. He still works full time. My mom is retired, but they still everything they do together. She has his calendar. They switch calendars. You know, they put their calendars together, and they just get it done. I say, you know, Mom, if I ever get married, see, I want somebody like that. I can't, you know, there's no partnership, but there's no partnership, you know, and with both people willing, you know, it's not about, okay, I'm sacrificing myself. No, we're doing this together. It's not sacrifice. This is our, you know, you have a mission, just like you and Rob did. I just can really appreciate that.
Well, we thank you for hanging in there with us for, you know, all these years off and on and keeping track of us and passing on the message to others and, you know, keep sending people to us who have a story and something to share. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I have one. Because I had one lady who just started. We worked together, and she just started writing me again on Facebook. It was so funny. She was doing music like you all, and I thought she was on the East Coast at one time, but I think she's back here, and she had written me and asked me something. She was trying to get moving again in her career, and I thought about her connecting you all on Facebook, but I was going to ask her first because I didn't know if she would started touring again and would like to be a guest, but I was going to connect you all. I think she'd be a good guest for the show, too, because she does, and because she's in the music background. Not in the background, but she started as a teacher, but she's always did performance arts, things like that, and has a couple of CDs out. But it was funny the way we met. She was leaving the job, then I was taking the job, and you know, it was, you know, when you work at those business schools, you never know the real circumstance, and the person that was the director at the time was telling me one story, and I didn't, we didn't really know what was going on, but she left the job, and he told me, oh, well, you know, she's a singer. I said, a singer? And we found, and I found her on Facebook, and I saw she was doing all this. I said, you really are a singer. I said, that's what this guy told me, so I bought her CD. Yeah, and so you never know with those guys, you know, with those business schools, sometimes they're a little bit shady, or I think he was just having a fit about her, you know, being out, because I was subbing for her because she was getting gigs here and there, but, you know, she had a steady sub, so it was no big deal, but who knows. But anyway, that was a funny way that we met. And she said, you just turned out to be such a good support. I said, you're so talented. She's such an artist. And so I thought she would be a good fit. And she just started writing me again on Facebook. So I was going to ask her first before I introduce you all and let you all connect and see how that would work for you, too.
All right. Sounds good, you know. So we're gonna go to this last commercial, and this me and my wife's commercial. Boyd and Lucinda commercial, and we'll be right back for me and you to close out the show, Miss Yolanda.
Okay.
Money, power, respect, trash, prison, death. A new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now. Online at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying the community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets. Don't love you back. Come join the movement at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate everybody who tuned in to our radio show tonight to hear our guests. We also thank everybody who tuned in to ride with me and my wife for the hour of my 50th birthday and brought that in with me. And we want to thank Yolanda down in Texas, our homegirl. We want to thank T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and G.I. for tuning in tonight as well. And Miss Yolanda, any last words?
Well, you have a very happy birthday. Enjoy your day. And I am just, like I said, I'm just so appreciative of you and Lucinda for all the hard work you're doing and spreading the word, and all the guys that call in. I think I just found T-Rob's page, so I like his page, and said hello there. So thank you very much, and I'll stay in touch. I think you have a great birthday.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Lyman. You take care now. Have a blessing.
You too. You too. Bye bye.
All right, and join us back here next Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern, and have a great week. Remember, the streets don't love you back. Good night.